This week's parsha is Parshas Nitzavim. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. And as we get ready for the new year, and this, it's very, the promise of this new beginning. So the parsha is very interesting in terms of the ideas that it gives us. One thing that's very apropos, and obviously there's no coincidence that this is the parsha, it says that we're going to go through these difficulties. You're going to have what's going to happen to us. We're going to have both the good and the bad, and we're going to be set and really dispersed amongst the nations. And then the Torah promises us is that v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha will return to God, and also v'shava Hashem lekecha shvuscha v'richamecha v'shavi kibetzcha mikol amim asher afitzcha Hashem lekecha shama. God's going to bring us. He's going to bring us back together. God scattered us, and He's going to bring us back. And so, as we enter and come back to this, and we enter this phase of a new year, we know that we say that this is the beginning. Rosh Hashanah starts the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the 10 days of returning. So there's this idea that as we go through the course of a year, and then we come to the beginning of a new year, that there's this element of return. Not necessarily, I'm not using the word repentance as much as return. So that we go away, we're dispersed, and we go through the ups and downs, the bracha and the klalos of a year. But that when we come back now to Rosh Hashanah, it's about returning. And that there's really like an opportunity for us to kind of refocus our connection, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishav, and we're going to return back. And so think about the Rambam's words in Hilchos Tshuva, that the laws of repentance, where he talks about that a person should always be, you know, return, do tshuva right before you die. So they ask the Gemara, but how do you know when you're going to die? So the idea is that a person should always be in a state of doing tshuva. But the idea is that we have a natural sense, and we see this right from the beginning of the history of mankind, of rebelling, of basically saying to God, you know, we need our space. I want to do my own thing. And so there's a natural part within us that wants to go away. And here we're seeing, but there's also a part of us that wants to be connected. And so you have these two forces. And so here we enter this time of year of the restart button of Rosh Hashanah, that it's about Vishav, returning, coming back to, reconnecting. And so when we come to Rosh Hashanah, the whole focus of the day is coronating Hashem as our King. And so we're kind of resetting the relationship, and that this period of time is focused so much on the idea of God as Melech, HaMelech, our King. And so, in a sense, this reset, the Shav, returning and reconnecting, and then establishing Hashem and elevating God back to that place of Melech in terms of how we relate to Hashem. And so I was thinking about, in the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about Avram going and being directed to take Yitzchak and doing the Akedah of the binding of Isaac. And the question is, how could Hashem ask Avram to do such a thing? The living God should ask a person to sacrifice a child? It goes against everything that that we would think that God stands for. But what we see here is that the directive of what is being, what the test of Avram, the last of the 10 tests of Avram here, is that God is saying, I need you to understand that there's an element that's beyond you. There's this idea of, when we talk about the Kesar, the crown, The crown rests above the head. In a sense, the idea of monarchy is saying to us as individuals, there's something that's beyond us, that we can't comprehend. When we anoint God as our king on this day of Rosh Hashanah, what we're doing is we're actively saying, Hashem, we recognize the fact that you are beyond our understanding. You're the Ein Sof, you're the endless one. You anoint you king. We put the crown. We recognize that which is beyond. And so that this story, this crazy challenge, this test of Avram, of go and do something that goes counter to everything that you understand God of creation would ever ask a person, a human being, to give the life of his child as in sacrifice and worship of the living God. But he does it anyway. Avram goes and does it because it's an act of recognition of Keser, of crown, of that which is beyond our understanding, above the head, beyond comprehension. And so when we come to Rosh Hashanah, part of what we're doing is, this is one element, this is not the only element, but the major element of anointing, of coronation of God as our king, is that recognizing the fact that there is Hashem who is on his throne, that is beyond our comprehension, that we subjugate ourselves to that. But at the same time, there's the flip side is this amazing love relationship that we can have with our king. He's there, he's looking out for us. And that's we also kind of straddle and move between the Avinu and the Malkeinu, our father and our king. So that's going to, you know, the balance of both. But part of what we're doing here is so we anoint God as our king. He's our melech, recognition of something that's greater and beyond our comprehension. And we subjugate ourselves to that, to Hashem as melech. And at the same time, we're given this incredible gift. He's also Avinu. He's our God. He's our father. And so we return back. We want everything that we kind of went away from. This now, v'shav, hash, we return, v'shavta ad Hashem alekecha. We return, and then Hashem in turn brings us back. So we return, and Hashem brings us back together. And so that whatever dispersions we've gone through, as we come to Rosh Hashanah, we bring back, we're brought back into this place. And so therefore, we should be blessed that this should be a year of good health, a year of happiness, of good news, of many celebrations. And we should be zochet to be able to see with clarity this idea of coming back to Hashem and Hashem bringing us back. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos and a happy and healthy New Year.